Fantastic. That's a fabulous question. It's a very advanced question. I'm delighted that you've asked it. It's an extremely important question. When you think, quite understandably, that you're trying to find the awareness, when you do that, you're thinking. That experience is thought happening. It's thought. The action to try and find the awareness is thought. It's like a looker. A looker wanting to look, and that is thought. There might not be a thought moving in your mind, but it's still thought. A looker wants to look. In life, we're so used to doing that because the looker looks at everything. If I look at you, you're a thing. Pardon me, you're a thing. And I am a thing. So you're quite used to things. So conditioned are we by that, that when this is pointed out to you, you unknowingly assume it must also be findable as a thing. So a meditator will then, unknowingly actually, will be sitting there with a quiet mind, but still the sense of looker looking is still there. There's a kind of alertness of mind which is looking and waiting and watching, trying to somehow subtly pursue that very same activity of seeking an object. This that's being pointed at is a unique thing, in inverted commas, which is not a thing. So that attempt to use the senses and the mind to do that is impossible. It will never happen. It's a hiding to nowhere. But the meditator doesn't know that. So for years, decades, lifetimes, a meditator will be sitting as the thinker, as the looker, as the watcher, waiting to find consciousness as an experience. So you're completely correct. The answer to the question, how do you become aware of awareness, is you cannot in that way. So what is it then? What is the releasing mechanism? This is your question. What is the releasing mechanism that does achieve what we're trying to achieve? My answer is, it's recognizing. It's noticing and recognizing that there is something here that I, the mind, cannot touch. But it's still here, and I know it. There's a knowing of it. There's a knowing of it without needing to look for it or think about it. There's a knowing of it. So recognizing that is the answer to how you become aware of awareness, by recognizing it. That requires two things. It requires thinking. When you're not meditating, when you're at home, when you're walking along the road, thinking about this, because the mind is not used to this. So we have to think so that we, aha, yes, okay. I see, something is present now. Something, Sakshi is present now. Something is present now, which I can't find. And I have to fundamentally accept that fact. So the finding mechanism stops. That is a big milestone moment for the meditator. That the finding mechanism stops. And then what? Then what? Then there is consciousness. Ramana Maharshi says, to know the self is to be the self. And in that statement is tremendous wisdom. So the knowing of awareness is the being of awareness. The being of awareness is unfindable by the senses, but is here. Unique, it's a unique thing, a unique category of your experience. And I'll give you one helpful pointer, which is this. In the evidence of consciousness that helps you recognize it is the understanding that in every single experience that happens to me, consciousness is here. Because if it were not here, there would be no experience. So you're sat there now looking at me and hearing my voice. the fact that that's happening is that consciousness is here for you. This is consciousness, and in it is this experience of our exchange. This experience of our exchange is evidence, is fundamental evidence of the presence and reality of consciousness. Knowing it is being it. And the mechanism for that is recognizing that that is true. In your meditation, you are trying to unlearn the default mechanism. Actually, that's what you're doing in this truth. And that you know, takes some muscles. Hear this. When you're meditating, unknowingly, you are probably in the position of the watcher. You might not be thinking, because you might have quietened your thoughts, but you're probably still sitting in the position of the watcher, identifying as the watcher. Probably, I imagine. That's the thing to be transcended. So just like you might drop a thought, so you must drop the identity of the watcher itself. Then there just is what there is. The illumination within, the innermost self, is literally what I'm describing. This is it. Isn't that beautiful? It's sophisticated, it's very mature, it's an advanced thing. And even many, many of the meditation techniques that I'm sure many people have learnt over the years are about objects. So, you know, you might have the breath or the mantra or a candle flame or something. So you are the meditator looking at an object and trying to concentrate as a way of stilling the mind. This has transcended that. This is very advanced. And you deserve an advanced answer, which I've given you.